The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 7th chapter. When the Pharisees gathered to Jesus with some of the scribes who had come from Jerusalem, they saw that some of his disciples ate with hands that were defiled, that is, unwashed. For the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they wash their hands, holding to the tradition of the elders. And when they come from the marketplace, they do not eat unless they wash. And there are many other traditions that they observe, such as the washing of cups and pots and copper vessels and dining couches. And the Pharisees and the scribes asked him, "Why do your disciples not walk according to the tradition of the elders, but eat with defiled hands?" And he said to them, "Well did Isaiah prophesy of you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men.' You leave the commandment of God and hold to the tradition of men." And he said to them, "You have a fine way of rejecting the commandment of God in order to establish your tradition. For Moses said, 'Honor your father and your mother,' and 'Whoever reviles father or mother must surely die.' But you say, 'If a man tells his father or his mother, whatever you would have gained from me is korban, that is, given to God, then you no longer permit him to do anything for his father or mother, thus making void the word of God by your tradition that you have handed down. And many such things you do." In the name of Jesus, amen. Why is a traditional wedding text appointed for today? Wedding season's over, right? But that's just how our lectionary system works. We're reading through the Pauline epistles, and here we are, a text on marriage and submission. Now, there's two things that many modern and enlightened people don't think go together very well, especially a lot of modern female people. But with the gospel of Jesus and the cross of Christ in full view, that's the only way that you can read these words. So let's rewind one verse. "Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ, wives to your own husbands as to the Lord." Submission is the way of the gospel. It is the way of faith. In light of your identity as a child of God, you consider others as more important than yourself, and you do what's best for them rather than what's best for you. Always. In every situation. Even in this me-focused world. You submit to the next person, and wives specifically to your husbands. But not to someone else's husband, though. That's nothing but trouble. But what is submission anyway? Should we even care? Can't we move beyond that S word in the 21st century? No, we can't. Christ Jesus shows you just how important it still is. The husband is the head of the wife as Christ is the head of the church, his body, and is himself its Savior. Now, as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit in everything to their husbands. So, in the same way that Christ is the head of the church, is the way that the husband is the head of the wife. And the way that the church submits to Christ is the way that a wife submits to her husband. Now, our Lord Christ doesn't sit there in his recliner with his arms folded, barking orders at his bride. "I want my dinner ready when I get home. Give me another beer. Keep this house clean." That's the way of the law. And the church doesn't submit to her husband Christ by posting on social media about how annoying her husband is all the time and calling up all the gossipy ladies and complaining about his friends and his choice of clothing. I mean, white socks, black shoes, really? That's the way of the law, too. So what does Christ do for the church? Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, so that he might present the church to himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. Jesus loves his church. He gave himself up for her on his cross. He made her holy. He cleansed her with the waters of holy baptism. He presented her to himself as a glorious church, no spots, no wrinkles. He made her holy and blemish free. Husbands, love your wives that way. Give up your lives for them. Wash them with water and word. Take her to church to hear and to receive from the Lord. Speak words of forgiveness to her, even when it's hard to do, especially when it's hard to do. And the wonderful thing is that in every congregation that I've served, in every congregation that I've been a member of, husbands did just that as they were given by the Lord. The way of the law, though, is in finding faults. You know, too fat, too thin, too not smart enough, too smart, not doing what I ask, not doing what I want done when I want it done, and you need to do a better job of serving me. That's Moses. That's the law. It's not Jesus. It's not the gospel. For Jesus finds no fault in his bride. Instead, he takes all of her sin on himself. He forgives it all and in return gives life. All the faults and the sins that he does find, he washes away with the water that flows from his crucified and pierced side. Husbands do that. They care for their wives with the forgiveness that Christ won for them on his cross. They do whatever they can for their wives, even dying for them. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as Christ does the church. And the church, his bride, she receives forgiveness. She receives the washing. She receives the holiness and the blemishlessness from her groom. She's even fed by him. He gives her his body, his blood, for the forgiveness of her sins. Faith. That is receiving gifts from God. Faith is receiving the forgiveness of sins, of life and salvation, which is won for you upon his cross. So the submission that is done by the church is to be on the receiving end of all that Christ has done for her. Wives, submit to your own husbands means, wives, receive from your husbands as you receive from the Lord. Let your husband love you, wash you, sanctify you, cleanse you, take away your wrinkles and blemishes. Submission means letting your husband do everything that he does for you, even if it means dying for you. This mystery is profound, St. Paul says. And I am saying that it refers to Christ and the church. So to speak about husbands and wives is really to talk about what's going on with Christ and with his bride, the church. And that's the secret. This wedding text isn't so much about husbands and wives as it is about Christ and what he does for his bride, the church. That he died for her, that he rose for her, that he washed her clean, that he sanctified and made her holy, that he made her spotless and without blemish. And that's you, the bride of Christ. That's you, the members of his body. And all of that is yours. And it's all received by faith alone, given by him. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.